This morning, shall we turn to Matthew chapter 7? Matthew chapter 7. The book of Matthew chapter 7. And we will read verse 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This morning I want us to think about the subject of a caution against self-delusion. A caution against self-delusion for our gospel meditation this morning. Now this word that we just read was from the mouth of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And these words were to his own disciples that were following him. It wasn't to the Pharisees or those who were opposing him. It was to his own disciples, because it was part of the continuation of the Sermon on the Mount and other teachings that he gave at that day. The air can say, I'm not paying some panel, say, you can never drink. Cocoa, a wahotia, or more, I died down more, Christopher Sumo. So my farm, I told him, I'm a Christopher, name of Mono, or more named the TSL Bay Christopher. Now, I can say, in some way, you can't see March chapter 21 to 23, I can send you a Yeshua to come, a chair, go for an edit in yet. Omumpa frasi fona no mu ekutia no ne ngofo a omumpena se mu o ka kire omu edinachi a ehun ni njuma waye ni nyoma bibira waye no omu na okoka asase mu ekire omu. Now many of the Jews followed Jesus Christ because of his miracles and his teachings. You see, as if you come to the last verse 29, the Bible said that, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And elsewhere, you realize the many miracles Jesus Christ did, feeding the 5,000 with few fish and a bread, and also many things, raising the Lazarus from the dead, and many things Christ has done. So you see, these things caught a lot of them, their attention, that this man has a supernatural power in him. But it wasn't that many of them were not of the heart to seek him and what he actually came to give to this world. They can say, yes, you saw, I want to be brave. And now, sounds so a church, and church, no, not. Esunko efi die na farasifo no ene Israelfo no church at amro no baaye no enti no bebre person betie no omo so bebre no bebre so tinje bi se omo awade awaye se o enipa otumi pa. But many of them were ignorant, and some were also actually opposed to the purpose of Christ coming to this world. Do do na na edi nechi no aso omo nim adekunti akristo oba wiase mu ankasa na do do na osunpo no. Many of them thought that the real purpose of Christ, as he discovered it to them later, is far away. It's not something which will bring them any benefit for their current situation. You know that when Christ came, Israel was being ruled by the Roman Empire, and they were expecting the Messiah who would come, like David, to come and restore them to national prominence where they can rule in the whole world. So that was what they have turned the scriptures into to give them false hope. They can say Israel for time I used to buy, you know. Now church for no dona atia nyamia sem no express Christo no ba or be oba ba ma to say David oba ma amama nya be say Israel for say no many we are so di we are so ne who some na yam call for. Then yes, the Bible ni che. It is used to or by or share or share says or be ma ni pay bre who say sad no yen correct. Nemo the enti or buy no be won be. So you see that many had wrong ideas of what why Christ came to this world for. For our Lord's purpose in coming to this world was the salvation of sinners from sin, and to bring them to the kingdom of God. That's the purpose of Christ coming to this world. To save sinners, to bring them closer to God in his kingdom, and to prepare them to his final kingdom that will come, the new Jerusalem and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Because all those that he will save are sinners. They cannot go into the kingdom if they are not saved. They cannot go there when their sins are with them. So God cannot admit them. So Christ came to prepare people, and he's still preparing today by the gospel, by the proclamation of his death on the cross of Calvary to sinners, that whoever hears his name that he has died for sin must put their trust in him. The Ekanis said, Christo, ni bote obasa at his own. So best yes, ni power jo if you bonim. Now, I'm going to go to now, which is your more coaching and die or no one in the Indian river now for my cook. They can say, Nippon or your monk. So, Yanjo monk, I'm going to inquire him. If you say, one day, there will be a home. And your jet, Nippon, which is your mono or your mark work, a die and very sad and beba now or your mark when I go punch. So, for to prevent such false ideas in the minds of most of his followers from supposing that simply seeing Christ as the Messiah and also as a teacher sent from God. See, even Nicodemus came to tell him that, you know that you are a great teacher sent from God. See, that was the idea of such a prominent man, a great teacher sent from God. And that's it. He's not the Savior. So Nicodemus grabbed one here, a sorry penny, Samuel, and say, oh, in himself, who the way teacher ni kasiya or church ni kasiya open your book. That was a common idea, even at the time of Christ. So to take this thing from their mind, and also for them to know that until they are submitted to his teaching, they cannot secure eternal life, and also that to let this thing dissolve from their mind was the purpose of his statement here. It was to his disciples. It wasn't to anybody who is outside. It's like if it were to be today, it was to be to those who are in the church, the physical church as we are here. And Christ will tell us these things because he knows the heart of men. He knows the desire of many that follows him. And he knows that many are false. Only few that seek religion are right. That is why there's so much corruption in the world. If truly many people are Christians, the world will have been a better place, even before Christ comes. But many people are just following religion, not for conversion of their hearts, not for salvation of their souls, but just for any other reason. You know that even his apostles, Peter and others, they even entertained these motives in their heart initially. They thought Christ was also going to give them a kingdom. But by and by, they were able to, thought aright and they turned from them. But they also had this mind. And this mind is in the mind of many people also. So they can say, again, we say, Christo, Bema, Edi, we ask him, no. Apostle, for Quran, or for Mono, as I as man for Quran. No, most was I give you with Peter, Money. John Munia Nia, no mea, oh, Sagi, it could be required, but she is Christo, no, Peter Far, second to be asked. I mean, of who said, is Christo, I hate you, no, yes, I said, to me, fa, oh, we asked an idea, and no, my pen. He said, so this false motive was in the minds of the apostles themselves, and Christ tried to clear them from their mind. But are we not having the same situation in our world today? I mean, we are in Ghana, so are we in Ghana in particular? We have many in churches who care not for the true purpose of what it is to be a Christian. Yet they think that when Christ comes, so long as I'm a Christian, he will admit me to his kingdom, or he will give me eternal life, thinking eternal life is something which is far away from any one of us. Many people are in churches too, that's what they think. They think, oh yes, when Christ comes, we shall all be saved and all that, when the Lord returns. And the sad thing is, because of our current false pastors and false teachers, people are starting churches because they are prophets, they are pastors, whatever. But what are they telling people? Any prophet so-called, there's no prophet in our time, any prophet so-called today, a pastor who claim to be so, but does not teach people to the kingdom of God, but rather teach people that by living in this world and having prosperity is what the blessing of God. It's a false teaching. It's a false teacher. And it's not saying the truth. But he's saying what is opposite to what Christ came to taught in this world. So that is what is happening. So people think that eternity is something we should not think about, but all that we have to think about is here and now. It's full of this social and prosperity doctrines. While we were coming to church, I was listening to the radio, and even I was recommending how they were doing the program. They were reading the Bible, they were singing a hymn, they were reading the Bible, and I said, oh, even if churches were to do like this, to have a better, because the radio is even doing better. But then they called a man to come and preach. He said he's a bishop or something. And his comment put me off. He said that people should know that their teaching there is to help people to get out of poverty, to help people also to the governance. And I said, what? Is that what a bishop can come to the radio as a mouth of God to come and proclaim? And that is what is happening in our world today. People will stand and preach and tell people about this world and nothing of Christ. Any preaching without Christ, any preaching without the glory, manifestation of God's loving kindness and mercy to man is worthless. Because what is the purpose? What does it do to the soul of man? So these are the things that was happening then. This is our time. And that is the same thing that is happening in our time. Some no more than a customer is used to buy, you know. A church for no more idea, so many no more can't drop. Or much no more any Bible, or more the Bible, no grab a scaffold, or my bayer, I can say for visa, and so can you car. I mean, we'll go to the idea to carry it. But of all this, we must never lose the sight that Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. But Galatians 1:4 said that he gave himself our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. This world that we are in is evil. So how can God let us have this world? Yes, we live in it, we work, we have our sustenance, but that is not the purpose of him coming to save us. He did not come to make us prominent people in this present evil world. The Bible says this world is evil world. Just put it at the back of your mind and think, will God let his people thrive and be prominent? Yes, God can let Christian become prominent, but that Christian wouldn't rest his hopes on those things. Yes, I mean, we live in the world, we are in community, we are families, we live and support each other, but no true Christian has his hopes and desires in this world. Yes, I'll be brought to prominence, but that's not what makes, me a Christian. And this world, let us also think that it will come to an end. And as it is coming to an end, we have two places before us. They are all eternal. The air can say, the world is sinful. Except you don't want to, see it. Those who don't believe in God know that there's so much evil in the world. They will not call it sin. They will say so much, bad things and all that. The world is evil. And they can say, if we are still where we are, we have two eternal worlds. And each of us, as we are here, we might enter one of them. There's no middle ground. There's what? Eternal what? Happiness, which is unspeakable. Heaven, glory. And there's what? Unthinkable wretchedness. A place for hell. There's a place. Two places. The souls of men. People, when they live in this world, at the day of judgment, people are going to two places. So ask yourself, which place am I going? Which place am I going? There's no middle ground. People sometimes deceive themselves that, let it be. Though it's true, but it's something each person has to consider. There are two places. They are all eternity. This world is temporal. They are all eternal. So which place am I going to spend my eternity? There are two worlds to come. Remember Daniel, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 tells us that Daniel was telling about even the resurrection of the dead. He said that, and many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's what the Bible teaches. But do pastors and preachers today tell people it's not common? You are blessed, you receive it, amen, and people are. But do they think of eternity? Eternity is before us. Because those things that don't point you to Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. And you know that, even as we live in this world, if Christ does not come, each one of us will pass on, but many have passed on before us. And sometimes I think about my own friends, childhood friends that have passed on, who have not known our dear Savior. Sometimes I pity myself for them. That they are lost. They are lost forever. I can't see them again. They are lost. They cannot have any time to recover from their damnation. But you and I, we have life. So how do you think about this? Many of you are na ta me dwe ho ana me yem hyehyem se ah omo viase mu efa na omo ko me ni me se omo tena viase omo na omo anji Kristo ni they never love, I mean they never give themselves to Christ. So where would they be? And when I think of where they are going, sometimes I'm so helpless. But they have left it. But many of me and you there, you was at this. We have opportunity. We can think about these things. We can seek God. We can seek His forgiveness in Jesus Christ. We can pray to Him and seek it till He has given it to us. You bet me I request that anyway. Bet me I have to pray. Me I can ne born the fact of the mind of Christ. Ni mojo shego Calvary ni mono. That no you won't go. You bet me I share. Omo omo ko de so mu ni oni nyankopon praise the Lord but so oni nyankopon wa twem but some people ask a question like is it possible to know in which state that we may enter when we exit from Obika so say me no de have me mo de hinta so mu ni me be ba ko people normally ask that oh why do you worry yourself with afterlife after all we don't know where we are going but you know the Bible tells us that there's a clear distinction of where two people are going, as we even read in Daniel at the resurrection, and even at death, there's judgment. And the Bible has made it plain. It is not hidden. If you only you're a student of the Bible, it is so plain that you can see where two people shall go, one to heaven, one to hell. For instance, we have in John 3:18, the Bible said that he that believeth on him, that is Christ, is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I say, Nia or Jinni, the other Christo, no, ye wouldn't fall. Now, Nia or Jinni, ye wouldn't fall that down. What is that? So, on the Christo, ye wouldn't fall that down. You are condemned. It's like a prisoner in a condemned cell. Ye wouldn't, but I mean, in mercy, you are condemned already. What's the reason? Because if we say, Omo Anjin, I go pawn, ne Baba, Kono, ne Din, Endi. That's the reason for their condemnation. It's not a reason that you were never a rich person in this world. Or it's not a reason that your father did not take care of you. It's not a reason that you were not educated. It's not a reason that maybe you there. I don't know. But the reason is they never believe in the name of Christ. And believing in the name of Christ is believing on His work that He did on the cross of Calvary for sinners, purchasing our redemption by His own blood. See, dear Rebecca, you know, she will Calvary anymore. Say no more like Yangupon de one that is believing the name of Christ. That's believing the name of Christ. And also we have this distinction also told us in Romans 8 verse 16. It says that the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes, as we are here, the Holy Spirit tells me I'm a child of God. If I'm not, I can't have that assurance of the Holy Spirit in my heart. So the Spirit if you are saved, the Spirit bear witness with your soul. Hong Kong Chrono, a dear dancer, you move, oh, a crowd who say, Yahupomba, see, I do so, dear, and yeah, dear, you, I did be papa. So we are Ghanaian, you wait to my son, so to you. We are a venison. We are the power of Tiasa, so Tiasa. Casimo, I mean, you know it. That is a reality. It's a reality, you see, something that can be known. It's not hidden. Though it's spiritual, but it can be known by us. Jesus Christ told Nicodemus that. Nicodemus told Jesus Christ, how can I be born again when I'm old? And he told him that. He said, do I have to go and enter into my mother's womb? He said, no, it's not like that. You see how the wind blows? You don't see the wind, but you see it working. That is how it is. You see the working of the Holy Spirit in the heart of a believer, but it's not a physical thing. But you see the works coming out. That's how it is. So we can determine, we can know, we can be assured by ourselves who we are and where we are going. What we are today determines what we shall be when we go out of this world. Said the eti onya mienim endeno, and on my bed share the kupinya mienim a baby ebeko. So let nobody deceive us and tell us that eternity we shouldn't think about it. If you don't think about it, you hate your own soul. And one day you see that you have deceived yourself. That's what the Bible teaches us. So let each one of us examine our heart and see where, if we say we have faith, and if we say we are Christians, if our faith rests in Christ alone, and that is not just a form, but our faith through Christ has power to transform our heart. It's able to change us to become God's children in reality. Then we have the testimony that God has saved us. ba ye ye obi a nhwe na kume mo se bijedi asa wo jedi mpo a wo jedi a won otumi se e ma wo e sakrai wa kume e ma wo so nya mie nya ma wo do nya mie asem e ma wo do tene ye e no no se ni pa dream because e no na chere se wo nya mpo jedi me no for tell you oh I have faith I believe in myself I can no that's not a faith it's a faith that transforms your heart jedi asisa wa kuma jedi a de nsonson ye ba wo wankasa usu said ye there. So to move on, I want us to draw some observations from what we have from this passage. That I would say that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The first thing that we observe is this, that from this truth that is said by Christ, at the return of Jesus Christ, there will be an earnest desire in many to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Christ, he said, I don't used to be a banner. You probably bring up some of the costs for him. You probably bring up some of the costs for him. But what is this kingdom? The kingdom of heaven sometimes means that the church of Christ on earth, I mean, because he rules in our heart, that's his kingdom. Where Christ rules in our heart as we are born again, children of God, it's a picture of his kingdom. But here, it means the state of glory above heaven, where Jesus shall reign in all his divine glory, where all his people shall enjoy perfect happiness. You go to Revelation chapter 22, you say that where there is no sickness, pain, death, think of our world today and all the deformities. Coronavirus, I mean, nobody is able to stand. Many illnesses, death, and many, many disappointments, even in our best things that we have. It doesn't last, it doesn't give us a complete joy. But in heaven, there will be nothing of those deformities. Because there will be no sin there. It is a pure desire that is towards God. God shall rule purely for us. But you see, here we have all these things that we don't like. So you see that there's a particular day of entrance. The day is there, the heaven is a particular place, and also there's a particular day of entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, on this earth, for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to come to Christ, believe on him, then spiritual his church, you are part of his kingdom. But this glory where there's no sin, because when we are saved now, we still have our indwelling sins. We still are subject to things that anyone is subject to, disappointment and or even many, many temptations to sin. But in glory, there will be nothing like that. So, as we came to Christ, if we are saved at a particular day, a time will come that kingdom of glory too will come, where we shall enter. That's what the Bible says. There will be, that's a full heaven. I mean, our complete redemption shall come. So, if we read verse 22, Christ also said that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, many. Many, it's not a few, many. His own disciples told them, there are many who will tell him that, Lord, Lord. And you know, in Mark chapter 13, verse 26, also we are told that, and then when Christ comes, and there shall ye see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, affirming, Christ shall come, he shall come physically, people will see him, he will bring down, and if you go to Revelation, we are told that heaven will come down to earth. In the new heavens, people think, oh, about Christ said, I mean, how God is in heaven, we are not going to heaven, and that heaven, the fact is that the day of that new heaven and new earth, there wouldn't be separation between us and God. It shall be one. There's no night and day, there's no separation. Oh, it is heaven indeed. It is a place where God resides. And the same day also, we are told, 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, says that, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven, which is mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction for the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Or see, Christo ba, not on heaven, or the stars, why he may, if you have a bow, then the angel can see any banner, he judge the chino, and no, obey, king or more enemy, and go for us. And the only angel Christo, and the same panel. Endi. No more obey two masu if in him da omofinyakuponim da and then a new yam any to me. God's power will not keep those who go to hell again. Yes, God's power will keep hell burning, but there will no support of life, there will no support of comfort. Any comfort that we have in this life, even a sinner's comfort, is from the hand of God. Satan, sin has brought all this comfort. Everything we can enjoy in this world from the hand of God. But in hell, even that small comfort that a sinner has will be taken from his heart. And think, when you are confused and you don't have comfort, and then you don't have at all, that is what is going to happen.
They can say, Ada, Christo, the heaven, no, a da, Baba, a idea, Baba, Patel, and Ravi, when you can say, yes, Christo said, Babo says, oh, it's with fish rubber. We fish right him more, but no, any above work, a sea, but now, what about the cream or more? I need young coupon, no mind dinners and pounds winding. We were palm off in him. Now, I cannot make us a bear who by if you said, we asked him. I register any Nigeria credit penya, my department transfers, so I have a room if you have him. In part, the boy of William Yahoopon, one of the mom. Now, being said, Yahoo, be fat, sir, I register any 2 years, 3 years, if you had the boy for a wrong more help. It's a dangerous thing. Then there's a very bitterness, then it will be a very dangerous place. So that is what the Bible teaches us. And this is a great day. That day that people want to come into the kingdom of heaven when Christ comes, it's a great day because it shall be most joyous for the believer. The believer will have the greatest day of his life. Yes, when we came to Christ, when our sins were forgiven us, when we saw that God had no wrath, anger against us, we were happy beyond description. But we shall over happy when we come to Christ, we come to meet him. When we see the Savior who died for us on the cross, whom we have lived on this world for, whom we have labored, hating sin, laboring for him and doing all to please him. We shall be, our happiness will be over. But then, others will not be happy because others will be banished from his presence. So it is that it's a great day that for believers will be happy, but unbelievers will be the greatest unhappiness of their life. It is also called the day of the Lord Jesus when finally sin, Satan, and the world's sinful cultures, ideas, systems shall be destroyed. This time that we live in now is man's day. I mean, it's left for everybody to do as they wish. Indeed, the devil is the why? Because sinners are successful, people cheat and they become prominent in society. I mean, people are given power in corruption, Satan reigns. But the success of the wicked is short. Because even the prince of this world who gives them, disobedient attitude and all that, himself is going to be judged very soon. When Christ shall appear. Sin, devil himself is going to be destroyed. And where will be his people who have obeyed him and live for him? Today, as I say, we are in man's day. People speak anyhow they want. People will not care about whatever the Bible says. When you tell them about the word of God, they can choose to take or not. My day is going to come in when nobody will have a choice to choose between to obey God or not. Because there will not be a chance for those who have not believed, but happiness for those who have obeyed the gospel of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus. If you look at 2 Thessalonians, you see that the word said that, and they that obey, to believe is obey. To believe, the word obey there sometimes says what? To believe is to obey. Meaning that it's not just to have it in your mind after Christ. That means you are surrendering your life to him. He will forgive your sin, but you have to live under his rules. But how many people claim to be Christians, but they live as Christians? Okay? So, the day of Christ will reveal many who have deceived themselves. So, you see, many drive in the wagon of the temporal prince. Many, it's like we have two buses run on the street. Some are in the bus of Christ, and people are laughing at them. They don't care. And some are in the wagon of Satan, enjoying themselves, beating themselves happy, but soon. And also, many are also carers of this day. Many care not of this day. Many care not if there's going to heaven or not. They care for this present time. It's the same way many people are also careless about death. But ask yourself, is death reality or not? Death is the most reality in life than anything. We can never have anything. But we know death we shall have. The can say, people are brave, so inform us to heaven or not heaven. Inform us. When I can say, sounds like very brave, so it will inform us. But if you ask this, it will be in himself, it will be at the end, it will be in himself, but you know, sin be here. I might never know I can be a rich person, I might never know if I can be a poor person, but I know I will die. You and I, each one of us, know this for sure. So it is that heaven, the day of heaven, the day Christ will come and bring his kingdom, is also sure. Yet, however careful people are, does not take away the fact that Christ will come. Some at that day will say, oh, this day I've been hearing it all the time. But why was I so careless and I laughed about it? If you can say, oh, sir, heaven, heaven now, mean, coming. My team was Sam's and I was telling my stream. So, I mean, I didn't know you knew who they did. I was more concerned about my business, my career, my family education, and my enjoyment of pleasure. You know, my kuma DHA, the school I may call, the Juma may, and the Bushia Sam, and Abia, and your man, and never a Benjamin was a DJ, and I meet you. No more mechanic shop, no more radio. Now, if I said, I'd like a watch indeed. Meaning that is that grave in the grave there's pit there, so let's enjoy ourselves because we have some more time to go there. I said that can watch you see, that's the mentality of many. They might not say with their lips, but that's how many people live their lives, thinking that we just live and we go to the grave and that is it. Maybe the grave is the end of a human life. No, there's a place to go. As I said, there are two worlds, eternal happiness and eternal damnation, so that nobody will say that, oh, I've lost my soul, I've lost heaven because I never sought Christ. It's something we have to seek after, something we have to think about. The more we think about it, the more we have the desire to come for his salvation. Or somebody will also say that, oh, I was baptized and confirmed, I took communion, I always prayed and sang songs to praise God in church, so I'm a Christian. Lord, Lord, open to me at that day. Obi baba ya ku poni o me kwa sorry me je communion ye bo me su na me de me twum pa na me cha konche pa erade bi me ye wodi mu someone can come and tell me that, but to his surprise the judge, the Lord says, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Fi me su ko mu amu ye mu yo e firi se e twum bi ani pa ba ye so de so ya me ani ah oni nkwa no. Because it's a disobedience. That means we have to obey, believe the gospel. If we don't obey, we disobey the gospel in a way we are disobedient. If God is your God, will you disobey him? That's what I mean. The thinking is, if God is my God, will I obey him or disobey him? Our next observation is that a mere claim of being a Christian will then be found insufficient at that day. Said the Mekai, he said, you know, man's judgment looks at the very outward appearance, but God's judgment searches the heart. God knows, who knows the heart, searches the heart. And that day, you make the if we say we are Christians, you make it available to the public to see that this person was a deceiver, because we know so and so person attends church. So and so person do good in the name of Christ. But here you see, Christ doesn't know him. So there will be exposed. It's like attending a program. Everybody has a ticket or a coupon. And you yourself, you do not have, or you think that, oh, me, they will know me very well. When I get there, you allow me entrance. You got there and the gate man says, don't enter. And oh, this man, you are a popular person to this man, and then they sack you. That, I mean, that's how the picture will be. People have thought, oh, this person, oh, you see him at the door singing gospel songs, so-called, maybe praying, and yet, as the Pharisee did, he did it for himself or for herself. It was never to seek God's glory. So he said that day there shall be hypocrites, and they shall be detected and exposed. You see, the Lord himself warned us about this hypocrisy by many parables. For instance, the tares and the wheat. It's a picture of how both false and true believers are mixed together in the physical church. But the true church of Christ shall be exhibited that day. The tares and the wheat. You see that the sower went to sow the wheat and the devil came to sow the tares. And the people asked him, oh, shall we go and gather the good wheat? And he said, no, wait, let them grow. The day of harvest of our Christianity, the day when Christ comes, and the day of entering. Because heaven will be a reward. I mean, though we know where for our salvation, but it will be a reward for those who have obeyed the gospel of Christ. You see, we know where, but we have a reward for our salvation. It will be a reward for those who are obedient. So disobedience will not be rewarded. And at that day, those who were not true will be discovered. For now, sometimes it's hard to see who is a Christian, because everyone can be morally good, but our hearts and our faith doesn't rest on Christ. He also used another one, the foolish and the wise virgin. Here is a picture of false Christian who builds his hopes on presumption. Oh yes, I'm a Christian. It has not been checked his Christianity if it is true. And a Christian whose hopes is in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
If my hope is in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, that is through Christ, I am forgiven. I am pardoned. I have been made part of God's children. I'll be given the gift. I'll be given the gift of the Holy Spirit to indwell my heart. It tells me I'm true. Remember the two virgins, ten virgins, five didn't, well, both of them were, virgins. They all had their lamps. But the difference is that the foolish didn't have enough enough oil for their lamp, which is a picture of a religion without a true grace. Because if it is not true, it will not last eternity. It can last in this world, but when heaven comes and the heaven door has been knocked, then it is found wanting. It will be lacking. It will not have any validity to enter into heaven. Because at that time, your grace has ended. It was for this world. Heaven is for those who have the grace of Christ in their heart. Yeah, you can say, heaven, presumption. He also said another parable, a parable of the wedding feast, where a man made a wedding feast for his son. Remember, when they have brought in all the people, the master came, he found one wearing not a wedding garment. He said, How came you here? And he was surprised. He said, cast him away from here. And he said, how came you here without your wedding garment? You should cast him out. He said, surprise of the hypocrite who trusts in their own righteousness. Yes, that wedding, they were giving wedding gown. Oh no, me, I have a better dress. I'll take mine. Trust in your own works. The day of Christ, you see that Christ will judge you by his own righteousness. And then you will be found wanting again. That is what the hypocrite will be exposed to. But today, in our churches, everywhere, everybody can claim to have the righteousness of Christ. But we should be sure. Because it's not man who judge us at that day. It is Christ. As we are told in Acts chapter 17, verse 31, it says that God will judge us by the man whom he has said, the righteousness of Christ. And it's a righteousness up to his, unless he gives his own to us. We can never meet up to that. So, as we go, we see the pretenses of our passage, the pretense of this self-deluded in our passage. Let's consider it. You see, prayer, they call on what? Lord, Lord. They can pray. We find them calling on God, Lord, Lord. But the question is that the question is that we have it in Romans chapter 10 verse 14. It says that, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? People pray and they think they are calling on God, except have believed on his offer of salvation in Christ Jesus. My prayers are nothing to him. Say, how then shall they call on him whom they have not? But they will try to call upon God. It will not go anywhere. Their prayers were not that which was sanctioned by God. So you see that it is not a mere utterance of prayer that makes a Christian, but faith in God's pardoning love, which is in Christ Jesus. And yes, and I say very common. Oh, it's like if praying is, makes one a Christian. Yes, praying is grace. It's act that Christians have to do. But it's not just you putting yourself in prayer makes you. No, you have to start from somewhere. So you uttering prayers doesn't make you a Christian. No. And that is what many people are doing today. True Christianity does not also consist in mere pronouncements or confessions in regards to Christ, as you hear many churches today. You see, many churches, before they start, serving like those Orthodox, they will sing hymns and other things. And the point is that they say, we are come to do praise and worship. We are going to lift the name of Christ. We are going to lift the name of God. That's not what God wants. You have to lift his name in your heart. It has to come obedience to him first. And you see, many people who so-called go and leave the name of God in the church, find them Monday at workplace, find them Monday at the wherever they are, or in the community, they are the most worst of all persons. Dishonesty is nothing to them, lying is nothing to them, and yet they will go and stand there and say, we are going to uplift the name of God. As if God is like a genie. When you praise him, then he begins to do things for you. So that's the hypocrisy. They pray. They call on the name of God, Lord, 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 Lord. And you see, how can I keep my lust, my anger, my envy, my pride in my heart, and say that I'm praising God? It's a hypocrisy. And many people's Christianity lies in this. Our heart is for us, but we want to
say things that are left to praise God, God will take none of that. I always say, God wants the heart. And we also find these people trusting in their works. Look at verse 22. We say that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? They have done something. And in thy name have cast out devils. They have done something. And in thy name done many wonderful works. They have done something. So they are bringing their works before God. Is that not what they are doing here? And I know most of these so-called false prophets today, they water the same thing. Many have been deceived themselves. Many thought they are doing the right thing. They never saw the right thing. And far beyond this, individuals who are not even false prophets, or individuals who claim to be Christians, thinking, my doing will earn me heaven. We'll see, we cannot justify ourselves before God. No, it is not what we are able to do for God that makes us righteous. We are told that by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. These people are boasting of their work. Those who have been saved by grace will never go before God and say, God, God, I've done this. No, I'm a sinner. Remember the prayer of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee came, I've done this, I've paid my tithe, I've done this. And he left. But the publican stood afar and smote his breast. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. That's the prayer of someone who seeks the mercy of God, who knows that he is nothing. So we learn from the fact that all who claim to be Christian by what they do are going to be rejected at the day of Christ. Whoever, depending on what he has done or what he can do. All our works are filthy rags before God, says Isaiah, because of our sin. And sin, if it's not forgiven, must be punished. Na if you say bone away you mean na say bone say for bone an chere a o say nya ho asotwe for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So compare the two. Will you come with your shameful work, or will you come with the grace that Christ God gives through Christ, without works, without your own doing? You see, when people say without works, they think that when I'm saved then I continue with my lifestyle. No. When I'm saved, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9, they say that, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works. Believers are his workmanship, they are created in Christ for good works. We don't come with our good works, but we are made to good works. And until God makes us to be good, we cannot make ourselves to be good. So finally, our last observation is that only those who are truly obedient shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because the Lord said in verse 21, I said that, but the last part, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, doing the will of my Father which is. People think that they're doing here, but look at how he condemned the doing of the people. But there's a will of his Father. As I said, that believing is obeying. You see, believing is obedience. So, it's the will of the Father. Is to do that, is to obey and to believe in Christ. It's not to do something of yourself. So see, the Lord himself in John chapter 7 verse 40 told us that, and this is the will of him that sent him, that is God the Father, Christ talking about the Father, that everyone who sees the Son, that is Christ, and believeth in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is the will of God that we should do. Now, when we hear of Christ's death on the cross of Calvary for us, and we should come and trust and believe in him and put our hopes in him. And what? He will give us everlasting life, which will last to eternity. So, it is a Christo, a beau, a dear money. Ah, which is the most good year. Or see a diddy, and only a major more see a year. No, a diddy, I also remind a day, down one, number five years ago, a day, church one. What is it's gracious, but many will say no, because the other way allow people to live in their sin. When I do things by my own will, because I keep my sin. But if I come the way of God, sin has to be gone. I should come with an empty hands. So as many of the Jews saw Jesus, but few believed in him. So it is not enough to just hear the teachings of Christ. Yes, it's the first thing, because if, in Romans chapter 10, if they don't hear, how can they believe? It is good to hear, but the most important thing is that when I hear, I believe. Before the blessing of salvation is given. So I think a good a good James told us that Those who benefit from the word are those who do the word. Those who don't benefit, they can hear thousand sermons, the good ones, and yet turn a dead ear to it. And that is not doing the will of God. So that for us to know our qualification for heaven is to be sure of our salvation by faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which is shed offered free on the cross of Calvary. Said the man who said Christ will buy a cobino, and if he did, say, see, and will be off. Oh, Christ, I'm going to go Calvary. And no, I'm going to so I may transfer a man in church or their mommy. I'm not a bachelor. You see, when Christ was hung on the tree, God put all our sin on him. If you have come to believe on him, our curses, our disobedience to his law, our own original sin, everything that was hateful to God, he put on Christ. You see, Christ, as he died physically, he bare physical pains, as we all say, but the burden of the sin that was put on was heavier than that. And that is only God that can bear. That can bear such trouble in his soul. Nobody can bear that. We cannot even bear physical troubles about, eternal sins. So that anything apart from faith in the Savior, there's a deception. There's a deception. And those who deceive themselves by trusting in themselves and their own works, that day Christ will say, I never knew you, depart from me, you did that work in it. Me ni mo wa wi mu ye fi se we nti e janu asan e janu asan se di Christo di na wo de o se da bi o me kwa so e mo su me kwa so me ye se na me ye se na bo mpa ye ko so Bible said Christ will say, I never knew you, depart from me, you did that work in it. So it's a warning to all of us to set our hearts. Have I also believed? Have I trusted? Is Christ my only hope? And have I trusted? Have I surrendered more? You see, there's a hymn that we say, unto Jesus I surrender all. It means faith in him. I have surrendered all. But how many still keep? They say, oh, I have repented. But how many still keep? They love to keep their old sins. But I'll end my message to tell you that come to Jesus now. Come in repentance and believe on him. For he himself has said that him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Christ today stands at the door of each heart, knocking, which is the blessing of eternal salvation, which when we have here, it will be with us to eternity.